We're hanging out with Devin Cooper, and he was just announced as one of the performers at the Nashville North Stage at this year's Calgary Stampede. How are you doing today, Devin?
I'm doing great. How are you, Trent?
Oh, man. It's a good day to be a Friday. That's all I can say.
It is a good day. It's always a good day to be a Friday.
That's right. Well, I was doing some research on you this morning, and I found out you grew up in Innisfail. Can you tell me a little bit about what it was like growing up in Innisfail and the whole Central Alberta area?
Absolutely. I mean, it was great. I guess it's the only thing I know. So growing up in a small town, I feel like you just do the small town things. Lots of rodeos, lots of river parties, lots of farm parties. It's a real small school, so you know everyone. You know everything about everyone. Yeah, all my family lived there. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, everything. And it was a great little town to grow up in.
Sounds like a lot of great material for a good country song.
Absolutely.
When did you get started playing, and who were some of your influences when you started out?
I started playing guitar when I was 7 years old, and a lot of my early influences were stuff that my parents listened to. My mom was a big hard rock and hair metal fan.
Oh, nice.
And my dad is like a big blues and southern rock fan. And so I guess even if you listen to my music now, there's kind of influences from both of those genres pulled into this, the stuff that I'm doing now. So a lot of my early influences were like AC/DC and ZZ Top and things like that. But as I got a little bit older and started songwriting and kind of really diving into the craft of songwriting, I realized that country music is where everybody kind of focuses on the craft of songwriting and puts the dedication and time into that. And yeah. Looking at even the early songs that I was writing, there were always stories that I was writing. And that's kind of what I loved about country music, and what drew me to it is the story that it tells and the connection that you can make as a listener with the song.
Yeah, I think that's why so many people like country music is the story aspect of the music. And so 2023 has been a pretty good year for you. I saw that you had 7 Country Music Alberta nominations and you walked away with an award. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, the award you won, and what the whole awards show weekend was like for you?
Absolutely. It was a phenomenal weekend. It's the first time they've had it in Calgary. Normally it's been in Red Deer every year, and this year they moved it down to Calgary to have it at the Grey Eagle Event Center. It was phenomenal to have there. I think it was really cool to be in a new environment with everybody, and it just freshened up the energy of the whole event. I still can't believe that I was nominated for 7 awards. It's one of those things where I've been a part of the Country Music Alberta Association for about six or seven years now, and to receive that kind of acknowledgement from my peers and people that I look up to is incredibly humbling and overwhelming. I walked away with Horizon Male Artist of the Year Award, and it was just really cool. Like I said, it's one of those things where to be acknowledged and recognized for the work that I've been doing and everyone on my team has been doing for the past couple of years, it's a win for all of us and all of my friends and fans and family and everybody who's been listening and supporting over the years. It's really cool.
When you're a creative person and you're doing all this work, a lot of times you don't even think about the awards or the money. You're just doing it because something inside you drives you. So it must feel good when all that hard work you put into something finally comes back to you and shows that, like you said, your peers and, you know, your fans and friends and family can celebrate that with you.
Absolutely. I feel like it's as much for them as it is for me.
Let's do a couple questions. I like to get to know people just by kind of like the music that they're into. So I'll just ask you 3 basic questions, like, who's your favorite country artist of all time? And I know that's a tough one, but I mean, if you can narrow it down to one, who would it be?
I would say my favorite is probably a guy named Kip Moore.
Kip Moore? Nice. I've heard some of Kip's stuff. Okay, now this doesn't have to be country music, but who's your favorite band of all time?
Favorite band of all time? Probably Motley Crue.
Motley Crue. Lots of controversy surrounding the crew these days.
There is. I'll say Motley Crue pre, like, I don't know, 2014.
There you go. I actually saw Motley Crue in concert when I was 14. I saw the, which tour was it now? It was Dr. Feelgood tour.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, that tour was amazing. And
that's awesome. Yeah.
I was a big Crue fan too.
Kickstart My Heart is like my pump up song before I go on stage.
There you go. That's a good one too. Okay. And then the last question, who's your favorite songwriter of all time?
I'll say currently my favorite songwriter is a guy named Hardy. He is out of Nashville. He has written a ton of unbelievable songs for a bunch of amazing artists and then recently transitioned to an artist career. Currently, I would say he's one of my favorite songwriters, just the way he approaches songwriting. And he's incredibly clever with how he kind of takes everyday phrases and turns them into these mind-blowing hooks.
Okay, so you're going to be at Nashville North this summer at the Calgary Stampede. Have you played Nashville North before, and what are you expecting from the experience?
I have played Nashville North before. This is our third year on the Nashville North stage. It is probably, if not my favorite, one of my favorite run of shows every summer. The energy in that room is wild. There's 5,000 people in there. We're the 6-8 slot this year on the Monday and the Wednesday, and the 4-6 slot on the Tuesday. That's the 10th, 11th, 12th of July. Getting to play, I feel like that time slot is probably the most fun because everybody's there. They're getting ready to party.
Yeah.
Getting everyone hyped up, amped up for the headliners that night. It's a huge stage, a huge room. It always sounds great. It feels great. It's always fun to have my full band with me. We've got a cool show we put together for this year. It is in a tent, and it's probably a party and a half.
So what else do you got coming up this summer? Do you got anything else that you want to let people know about?
Yeah, we've got some new music coming out. We're going to be announcing that in the next week or two, and a bunch more shows that we're excited to announce. They're also going to be announced in the next week or two. So in the next couple of weeks, stay tuned to my socials, my website. There's going to be quite a few announcements coming. I wish I could say more than that at the moment, but I'll get in trouble.
It's nice to tease people a little bit too, right? They get the anticipation level up.
But totally.
We're looking forward to hearing more from you, Devin, and thanks for coming in today.
Absolutely. It's always great chatting with you.